With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration appealing a ruling on releasing New York City tunnel funds. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also in New York, nurses and a couple of major hospital systems reaching a deal to end a month-long strike over staffing levels, workplace safety, and other issues. And a major strike on the West Coast. 6,000 school teachers in San Francisco have walked off the job. China critic and media mogul Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison in Hong Kong, that for national security offenses, a penalty his son calls heartbreaking. Jonathan Price, an attorney for Lai's family, says the 20-year sentence handed down to the 78-year-old former media mogul is meant to silence Hong Kong's democratic movement.
The sentencing today sends a loud and very clear message that political dissent, even moderate and peaceful campaigning for greater democracy in Hong Kong, will not be tolerated. And that's what it was intended to do, and that's what it has done.
FBI says it's unaware of any continued communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and suspected kidnappers. The Bureau says it has still not identified any suspects or any persons of interest in that matter. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on capital punishment.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
An architect in Turkey on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that has long been a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gul believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help the locals there to reconnect to the city of Antakya. And this is SRN News. Iconic outdoor retailer is filing for bankruptcy. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer LLC stores across the U.S. and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, blaming declining sales and industry headwinds. It's the third time the brand has filed for bankruptcy in a little over two decades. Eddie Bauer began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitting the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer stores outside the U.S. and Canada are operated by other licensees and are not included in the Chapter 11 filings. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mixed trading on Wall Street Monday. Dow Industrials finished the day down 20 points. S&P was up 32. The NASDAQ climbed 207. More details, srnnews.com.